I am from Assam, which is in the northeastern part of India, and I moved to Delhi almost about 9 years ago for my studies. So when I had gone there for my studies, I was staying in the hostel of the institute that I was associated in. I was studying in. Once after my hostel tenure was over, it was a conscious choice actually to move out of the hostel, and I shifted to a PG. So during the time that I was a student, I was living in hostels and PG, so it was fine, not much of a problem. But when I started working, it was after COVID, after the COVID lockdown restrictions were lifted in 2021, end of 2021, actually early 2022. I started looking for places because I wanted independence and I wanted to live with my friend, and I was way too young back then. So I was the life of party, so I was wanted to enjoy and have no restrictions. For which I started looking out for flats, and the only issue that I would say that I faced was by and large there was no issue that I faced because of the region that I belong to, but the only issue that comes to my mind that I faced was my age and my gender. In the sense, I was young and I was a woman and I was living with another woman, and obviously both of us were young, and the owner of the house was landlady. She was a lady, so landlady was a bit of the interfering kind. She would want to monitor us, and she was giving out her place for rent for the first time. So it almost made me feel like I was being surveilled, and I did not I was being controlled by someone who has no right to control me, who had no right to control me. So she would, in the pretense of collecting rent on cash, she would come every month, and sometimes she would call, sometimes she would come uninvited, and it was just not a pleasant experience because it felt like I had to make myself available, and I was at her beck and call. I had to be at her beck and call, otherwise she would lash out at me, and that was very unpleasant. This was after I graduated and I was working. I had actually, yeah, it was during my master's. Even though I did master's from a different city, Bombay, but for my field work, and because it was just to it was during towards the end of the COVID waves, our university wasn't open completely for online classes, so I was still doing it from Delhi because it was a more familiar town, a familiar city, familiar place. So I just felt more comfortable with that. So I chose to be in Delhi. It was I had 4 months of my master's left, so that's when I shifted there. And after that, while I was at that house only, I got my job, and I continued to stay there for a couple of months until my landlady was upset with me for not picking up her call because I was in a meeting or I was out or I was just simply unavailable to pick up her call at random hours of the day. So she was upset and she asked us to leave. But that's my first experience of living independently in Delhi. And after that, I moved on to ever since then, I have shifted 2 places. Again, in the second place, the only concern that I faced was that this time around, it was regarding my, of course, the age and gender was a factor, but they thought that because I'm a psychologist, I was manipulating them, all those superstition and just the lack of awareness around psychology and psychologists in India, that they thought that I was gonna it's they thought that I was gonna lasso them into something. So they were just very wary of it, that I had to ask my friend to speak for me. She was also living with me, but because she was not a psychologist, they were more comfortable speaking to her. But even then, they thought like the landowner was actually a very aged person, and he was very nice and cooperative. But because the nephew of the landowner thought that, because I'm a psychologist, I may even go on to manipulate him, he was the one who was dealing the negotiations and contract signing and agreement signing at the initial time, during the initial phase, but he had no other involvement otherwise. So that was my second experience. And the third experience that I'm having right now is, again, the landlord is fine. He doesn't even live in Delhi. He lives abroad. He's okay by himself. He's a little detached and distant. So he's not always available to solve our concerns. But again, he thinks that, you know, probably we'll be unaware of a lot of things, of our rights as tenants, so he can just do get away with whatever he does. He's not, I would want to make this point clear, that he's not malicious in any way. He has no ill intentions, but he just probably, this is what I feel, that he, or me and my friend, both of us think that it probably is that he thinks that it's going to be easy for him to just tell us anything and we'll take it and, you know, we'll not debate or whatever. But that's not true. We have had to fight for our rights a lot of times. For instance, if there was a construction problem with the house, or if there was a repair that had to be undertaken, a major repair, for instance, water motor repair that needed to be undertaken, it is not the tenant's responsibility because it's not with 1 month or 1 year of usage that the motor gets destroyed. We knew about it. I had even spoken to my lawyer friends and they assured me of it. We had to fight for it. There was termite treatment that had to be done. He was initially pressing for the prices, for the charges to be covered by us. But then we really had to put our foot down, really had to fight and spend so much of our time in fighting for our right, that, you know, this is not how it works and we are not going to give it. We are not going to give in so easily. So that's a problem. Now, another problem that I would just quickly like to touch upon is that's our landlord, right? But the whole, so the setup that I stay in is a building, and each floor belongs to different people. So my flat owner also owns the ground floor and the third floor where I live in. So there is one of the floors that is in one of the floors there used to be a tenant family before, but right now the owner has come and they are very old. The locality that I live in, it's like all the old people live there, hardly ever if any young people, young bachelors or young women who live by themselves there. We are one of the rare people who are living by ourselves, and he thinks that, again, it's an experience that's quite unpleasant and often leaves a bit of taste in our mouth because we feel surveilled by him. So if the gate is not closed, and even if it is not either me or my friend who has come in, whether it's late in the night or early in the evening, they just try to, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, they just try to boss over us and say, like, oh, you're responsible for this. After you, nobody came in. It's not true. Like, you're not sitting and surveilling all day long, right? It may be true that I came in at 9:50 p.m. and somebody came in after me. I shut the door by myself, after myself. So somebody else came in after me. So it just feels like an accusation. And after a point, you just can't. They're always at loggerheads, you know. And after a point, you just give up or just be the bigger person and just accept that you were wrong and just make peace with it. So this has been my experience so far. I would say I have been able to live on my own terms pretty well, pretty successfully. There haven't been too many sacrifices that I've had to make, but there have been instances where I've had to walk on eggshells, especially when I was younger. If I had to invite a couple of my friends, whether it was late in the night or in the middle of the day, the neighbors would frown upon us. And we would always be, as a young woman, like back then, 3 years ago when I was younger, I used to be bothered about, oh my God, what are they going to say? Are they going to snitch? What are they going to say? Is it going to turn out terribly well for us, horribly for us? What is going to happen? What kind of consequences is it going to have? But eventually we would just let it be, because we also wanted to live our life. And it would bother us, but it didn't stop us from living the life. That it didn't bother me from living the life that I wanted. Initially, there was a lingering sense of anxiety, but I didn't let it overpower me.
Mm.
Honestly, with the neighbors, this is the only experience that I've had. Like, I would feel cautious around them. Like, I would sometimes tell my friends to just say, I used to prime them beforehand, saying that if they asked who you were, I would say that you're my cousin, or I would say that you're my family and not my friend. So then, at least then, that they wouldn't question me. Just because they used to make it look like that. I really don't know if they would have actually done it, but you just can tell from the vibes of it, right? Like, they are probably not going to take it well. Other than that, it's just that the current neighbors that I have, they think that because they are much older to us, probably, I'm assuming they're in their late 60s or early 70s. And of course, I'm in my 20s. So perhaps they think that, they can, for lack of a better way to put it again, manipulate us into thinking or just giving in to their demands. They wouldn't want us to. They use the pretense of safety, and I understand to an extent that you would want to make sure that you are safe in the place that you are building that you're in. But I don't know what makes them think or question that I, as a single woman, wouldn't be more worried of staying alone by myself. Like, how can they question that? But they end up doing that. So that's kind of a difficult to navigate sometimes. It's frustrating internally. And at the same time, you have to be aware of, you have to make sure that you're not rude to them, because they're elderly. And they don't even want to listen. So there's no point fighting them at all times, because fighting them is like banging your head against a wall, because they don't want to listen. They just want to have their own way. So that's a bit of a difficulty that I face even now. I have changed as a person. I don't care anymore. I am aware of my rights. I am aware. My conscience is always clear. And I know that I'm not consciously putting everyone in jeopardy, I am not jeopardizing the safety of anyone. I am taking all the steps that I can to be careful, to ensure the safety, if that's what their concern is. So I know that my conscience is clean. So I try not to be bothered by them anymore. They try to do whatever they want to do. They will continue to be that way, perhaps. But I think I would say the change is internal and more personal. Having a sense of community always is a powerful currency that one could have. It's also sort of an immunity. And knowing your rights, I think, is very important. Being more aware of your rights as a tenant and, what you can ask for, what you can do, how much of a demand you can make, and how much you can push, it definitely makes a difference.